Today's Mishnah in Masechet Parah, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is a Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Tet, and we've been discussing the dinim of the Ezov, which started with the question of whether the Ezov could be Mekabel Tumah, and we saw that if it was Moshe Mekabel Tumah, so then it's going to have all of those chumras that you wouldn't be able to use it, and we talked about the Ezov that was used for one mitzvah, the mitzvah of Parah, whether you can continue using it for tzaras, and that there's no psul of malacha. And we move on to this closing Mishnah, in which we describe how much of an Ezov are we talking about. I mean, what do? We take the whole plant out of the ground, we take a little piece of it. What's the din of the mitzvah's Ezov? So you're supposed to, interestingly enough, even though it says Lakach Ezov, but since by Yitzias Mitzrayim, it says Beferish Ulakachtem Agudat Ezov, we darshan a Gzereshova of Lakicha Lakicha to tell me that just like the Lakichat Ezov, when it came to Yitzias Mitzrayim was an Agudat Ezov, so too is the din of Ezov, wherever there's Aloch of Hazoya, is not an Ezov, it's an Agudah of an Ezov. So an Agudah means tying pieces together and making it into one thing, like we have our lulav, as lulav boy agad. So that mitzvah is to take shloshah kelachim, you have to take three separate branches, and on each one of those branches, there should be the giv'ol that we looked at yesterday. And therefore, in total, you have three branches and three giv'olim. You remember that the giv'ol was that spike that had the flowers growing at the top. No. Each one of the klachim requires shlosha giv'olim. That's what it's referring to. So it needs to be shlosha of shlosha. Now, an ezov sheyesh bo shlosha klachim. Let's say that you didn't follow the rules over here. You took an Ezov that's got three separate branches, and now it's all one piece. Can you use it like that? Shouldn't use it like that. What you should do is mefasgo. First, you tear apart the branches, and now you've got three separate branches. Like we saw yesterday, the branches that branch off from the main branch, and then you tie them together, and now you've got an Agudat Ezov. That's the right way to do it. But suppose you didn't do it that way. Suppose you tore them apart, but you didn't tie them together. You just held all three of them. Or suppose you didn't bother separating them at the bottom, but you tied them together at the top. In either of these cases, you do not have an Agudat Ezov. I mean, you have an Ezov, but not an Agudat Ezov. For that matter, if you didn't do anything, you just took a raw Ezov, you didn't tear them apart, and you didn't do even what would look like an Agudah by tying it on the top. In all of these cases, it would be okay, because this mitzvah of Agudat Ezov is only the mitzvah. We don't find that it is ma'akev. The Pashtus, the way to read the Mishnah, it's not necessarily the halacha of the Tanna Kamma, because some learn that the part that says that the pizko, that you did tear it apart below agado, that is not really totally pizko, because then you would not have really the shear. It means that you like pulled it, but you didn't completely separate it. So there, it's like hanging loose, as often happens when you try to tear a plant and it didn't tear all the way. Okay, but the Pashtus of the Mishnah is that the whole din of Aguda is a lechatchila, and therefore, b'diavad, it's kosher. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, wait a minute. Actually, the mitzvah of the Ezov is like the Tanna Kamma said, shlosha klachim, and between the three klachim, three givolim, which means one givol per kelach. But I disagree with the Tanna Kamma. I hold that shiarav shnayim. If you started off with your three kalachim, and one of them falls out, breaks off, then that's called the shirayim, If you have two that are left, it's still going to be kosher. Now, if you take the azot and you use it over and over again, which you can do, as we'll see, and gradually the givolim start falling out so that you're left at the end with just like one little tiny bit, that's also fine. That's called gardumav. Remember, we have by tzitzis, the same halacha. If you had kosher tzitzis, have a little tiny bit that's left to one of the strings, fine. The same thing is true over here, says Rabbi Yosef. If you've got just the leftovers that have broken up from gradual use, it would be kosher. Now, according to the Tanna Kamma, it would not be kosher. It would be kosher even with less. Because according to the Tanna Kamma, the mitzvah of the shalish, like we just saw, is bichlal not ma'akev, and therefore, even if you only had kosher, two kosher full-size ezos lechatchila, it would be kosher. And if you want to talk about shirayim, the shirayim could be even one would be kosher. But according to Rabbi Yossi, the shirayim have to be at least two. Now, the question, however, is, it doesn't say what the original ezov is supposed to be. Now, obviously, if you're talking about gardumav, then there must have been a shear. Because if there's no shear in the first place, then there's no gardumim. So this was the problem with the pictures that were being posted yesterday, where the branches did not have kimat any shear at all. And the actual pieces that we called the givolim were right at the top of the branching piece, which meant that there was no shear at all. Gardumav means that there is a shear. So where would there be a shear? So the Rambam paskins that the shear of the ezov, as opposed to the gardumi ezov, is one tefach. Now, a tefach is a pretty big shear. And that means that the pictures that were posted yesterday would not be of a kosher ezov. That's why I posted the other picture, so that at least we've got a plant that is kosher. If you find the Shomronim's plant, the Zatar plant like that, with long, you know, tefach long azos, they're usually very, very small plants in which the givolim are like right at the beginning of the stick. So then you wouldn't have had a shear. But otherwise, I don't know, maybe that is a kosher azo. Am I hearing Barnea?
I hope so. I'm trying to say, did Rebbe see the pictures that I posted?
No.
Of Ezov here until Azeka.
You're in Azeka?
Yeah, but my screen is so dusty, I can't see where the control is for turning on and off the sound.
Oh my gosh. Okay, but let me take a look at the picture.
I posted pictures.
Wow. On the DAF group? Yeah. Right. Okay, so where is the Ezov that is a kelach of a tefach in this picture? Hello, are you there? Hello, Barnea? We lost Barnea. Okay, so I don't understand, like, where... Unless you want to say that the whole branch with all of those separate branches coming out of the side, that the whole branch coming out of the side is not a branch, but it's a givol. And it's very difficult to believe. I mean, if you take a look at the mid picture over here, you've got like a half tefach long branch coming out of the main branch with a givol on top. But that's the biggest one. All of the others are like short. So that's my problem. I just don't know. I mean, technically speaking, there is a type of ezov. The picture that I sent you is a type of ezov that has exactly these things, but that's not called the ezov that grows in this area. That's known as the European ezov. And the European ezov, it's the same basic idea, except that the branches are much longer when they go off to the side. The technical name for the ezov that you're looking at now in Barnea's thing is called the technical name is the Syriac Azoth, or the Syrian Azoth, and that is a different plant. So it's, I don't know where you get the Tefach from. Anyway, I wish I knew more about it, but we're left with, I mean, we're going to need this very soon, so I don't know, you know, what we can do. We'll look around and see what we can find.